Time again for our website of the week when we showcase interesting and innovative online destinations. As we remember the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11, there's a new website that's offering a unique second-by-second real-time recreation of that first moon mission. WeChooseTheMoon.org combines animation with a vast library of archival audio, video, and photography.
Over 100 hours of audio transmissions, news photos, and video, and speeches from John F. Kennedy. And it may be the new way that we aggregate in this digital world history.
Regina Lewis is consumer advisor at AOL, the internet company that's hosting the We Choose the Moon website. The site itself is a project of the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. The adventure began 40 years to the second after the three astronauts roared into space atop their Saturn V rocket.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
After that, it's the long flight to the moon and then the historic moon landing itself. WeChooseTheMoon.org gets its name from a famous speech given by President Kennedy in 1962 after he set a goal of landing men on the moon before the end of the 1960s. You can hear an excerpt on the site.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Although the site tries to capture the historic feel of the 1960s, some things are a bit updated. For example, this time we get a Twitter feed.
This is the first really historic event that's been captured to this degree. Might not be the last, and I think it's just a sign of the times and a sign of how we're going to capture history. And if it is, wow, we're lucky to have the bar set at this level.
At the end of the real-time recreation, the site will allow you to relive the Apollo 11 mission on your own schedule at WeChooseTheMoon.org, or get the link to this and more than 250 other websites of the week from our site, VOANews.com. Art Chimes, VOA News, Washington.